Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our insider joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline because state lawmakers are considering a change to the rules over what it takes to put a statewide referendum before the voters. So, Phil, what prompted this in the first place?
Well, you know, politics is an interesting game. It's one of those where if you lose a couple of times, the first thing you do is say we need to change the rules. And that's what we have at the state legislature. In recent years, the state legislature has made a number of forays into areas where it hasn't traditionally gone. For example, the big fight over gig workers, where they said gig workers either had to be, could no longer be just sign up and work when you want to. They had to be regular employees. Uber and Lyft fought that. They took it to the voters and they won. Another one is this year we have the state legislature saying that we want to set up a commission that will basically set down the work rules and the pay for fast food workers in bigger franchises. The restaurant industry has reacted by saying we're going to take that before voters because we don't think we got a fair shake or a fair hearing. And the lawmakers are upset because there's a good chance they could win that one too. So they want to change the rules and make it at least, if not harder, at least more open about who's behind these various referendums and how they're doing it.
So this proposed bill would establish new government oversight of signature collection, implying what? That this has all become a professional enterprise, right? That they're hiring all these signature gatherers?
Oh, they are.
It's not what was intended.
Absolutely. You know, initially it was people going out and, you know, maybe with ironing boards and gathering signatures. And we still see that in smaller elections in towns, you know, and, you know, but with the recalls and other things, yes, what we have is it's an industry, paid signature gatherers. They're actually paid by the signature they get. And depending on the demand, it can get as high as $10 a signature and how much time people have to qualify these things. It takes millions of signatures to get on the ballot and it's not easy. So they would like to have, they don't want to get rid of it because they use it as well. What they want is an oversight of it, and that would require, let's say, you know, you have to get a sort of a license or an ID to show that you've gone through the school. They're worried about being misrepresented, that the person in the clipboard outside the grocery store isn't really telling you what the initiative is about. And they want to have a requirement in there that, you know, 1 out of 10 of these signature gatherers has to be an unpaid volunteer. Now, this would probably work to the union advantages because they would still be out there doing it on their way. What I find interesting is the idea about truth in politics, the idea that what you're saying is they're voting for is actually what it is. I mean, we don't see that anywhere in the system, you know, let alone when they're gathering signatures.
You know, they mentioned that they're going to want to limit the number of people paid to gather signatures.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does it go far enough? Because it only needs to be 10% of the people who would be allowed to be paid. But,
you know,
it shouldn't it be 100?
Not really, because then, you know, if it's 100, then nothing would happen. And there's a little thing in between here that we have to deal with, which is called the American court system. And efforts to put, you know, clamps on this are run up against free speech. And if you can say the only person out there has to be a volunteer and you can't use paid, we saw that with, you know, political advertising. Big money has just as much right to play as those without. And so it would be, you know, a question about freedom of speech. But like I say, you know, I think that a good portion of the people don't know what they're signing when they put these initiatives on the and referendums on the ballot. The scary thing is that when they get in the ballot box, they still don't know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.